Hello, and welcome to Love's Curriculum. I am your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and your guide on this journey to awaken to the love that connects all. As a bridge for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers, I look forward to joining with you to uncover your soul's divine purpose and ignite love in the world. It is time to join in the awakening. Hello, this is your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. Our soul's divine purpose to be love in your own unique way, walking your own walk, your own journey of awakening and sharing that awakening. So welcome to the show. And if you are tuning in for the first time, this show comes out of my book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, that is a number one international bestseller. It's available on Amazon. And Love's Curriculum started as a book, but it is much more than that now. It is this whole movement to share its messages, to be a conduit for the High Council, and to help others remember their soul's divine purpose, to act as a team for love and spread awakening and love and kindness and higher consciousness, and for all of us to be the change that the world needs, that so that we can move into a higher consciousness of love. And the High Council, as mentioned, is Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers. And if you're interested in the journey of how I came to learn of them and learn of my assignment to be a conduit and a bridge for them, then it is all in the book, Love's Curriculum. And again, you can get a copy on Amazon. All right, so today we are going to talk about the belief or the trap of the getting it right, or the idea that we have to get it right for something to work, or that there is even a right way to even do our spiritual path or awakening, or a right and correct way to do anything, really. And so I'm going to share a bit and share from my own journey. And then I will read from Love's Curriculum. And as well, towards the second half and end of the show, I will take callers. So you can call in and ask the High Council a question, or you can simply ask to hear what mini message they would like to give you at this time on your journey. All right, so let's all take a deep breath and get comfortable. Get ready to journey and listen. And I'm going to start with a surrender and intention prayer. So before I begin, I like to surrender our time together to the highest good, to spirit, that my words would be guided by this unifying concept of love that wants to act amongst us in the way that it knows, versus coming from my own limited thoughts or judgments. So to let that higher self and that higher connection, and we can call it the Holy Spirit, to talk through me. So I call in the guides and the angels and love, and I ask that our time together be guided by love. I ask that the Holy Spirit talk through me to you, and that this whole time together be in our highest good and the highest good of all. And so it is. So this topic, this getting it right, I don't know about you, but it's definitely, when I say dear to my heart, which it's not really dear, but it's something that I sure can relate to. It goes along maybe with perfectionism, but it's a bit different. I think some of us may not relate as much to the idea of perfectionism as others, but this get it right part of us, this belief that there's a right way, even is something that we can all relate to, we may all struggle with. Even that thought that there's a right way, just that word right, that something could be right or wrong, or that we have to get it right, or we aren't lovable, or we aren't good enough, or things won't happen. So this whole pressure to get it right. And it definitely is of the ego. So it is not the voice for love speaking to us. And yet it can so easily, I think, sneak in even onto this spiritual path, even as we're going about our healing journey and our transformation. It can sneak in and say, oh, you got to get it right here. There's a right way. Are you doing this right? Are you sure you're getting it right? So you can hear it has that ego voice tone to it, kind of a judging tone. It's a place where we judge ourselves. And I struggled, even in giving this talk, I can feel its energy, this get it right energy. And when I was planning the show, usually I get insight a day before or in the morning, what to focus on, sometimes even farther out. And nothing kept coming to me. I was like, oh, okay. So then I was an hour before the show today. I'm like, all right, guys, high council, what is it we're going to cover? And even there, I was focused. There was a bit of that message going, you got to get it right. There's a right way. There's a right way for this show. And you haven't gotten the guidance yet. Maybe that's not right. There must be a right way. And are you doing it right? And then I tuned in and sat for 5 minutes and connected and started to get guidance and started to type. And even then the voice was, are you doing it right? There's a right way. You may not be getting this. And then I had to laugh because the whole message was, you're going to talk about getting it right. So I got to experience it firsthand, which is so often the case and so beautiful, that the very thing we're meant to teach and share is the very experience that we're going through or have just gone through. So this idea that there is a right way to plan for the radio show, or that, again, I have to get it right. Even as I'm talking, I find this, it's kind of a hazy thing in my mind. But isn't there a right way? I don't understand how. No, but there is. There's a right way. Oh, so again, the ego liking to keep us forever striving, or from even trying, right? If we think there's a getting it right, that there's some right way, then for some of us, or in some circumstances, we won't even try. Why bother, right? I won't get it right anyway, or I won't be able to get it right. Or for others, it keeps us striving constantly and forever. If I just get it right, things will change. I haven't quite gotten it right yet. I gotta keep trying to get it right. But of course, it never feels like you got it just right, because it's an ever-moving bar. There is no right. And it's a perception, right? What's right for one person may not be right for another. There is no absolute to it. So again, it is definitely the realm of the ego. Because truly, what truth would say is, if it opens you to love, it's right. If you're being loving to yourself and the other, then it's right. The details, or the hows, or the checks and the to-do lists, those are just details. That's not what makes something right. And the get it right ego message is trying to hold us back. When right is bringing love to yourself and awareness to anything. So there's that element too, to bust this ego belief that there's a getting it right. We can instead stop, take a breath, and bring love to everything. If there's no getting it right, then there's only just love in this moment. There's just accepting myself right here, right now. Being present with what's right here, right now, and remembering that I'm loved right here, right now. So I'm going to read one passage now from Love's Curriculum. that is a bit of an example of how do we bring that loving presence right here, right now. So this is from chapter 27. And the chapter is Joining Heaven and Earth. When you feel you must get it all just right for salvation to occur and to bring the light of heaven here to your heart on earth, remember and know with certainty that it is the ego voice to which you are listening. And you have a choice. Choose the voice of salvation instead. Choose God's voice that says the sin you think you have done never was, never could be in the holy child of God. Your true nature is one of innocence, despite what may seem to occur or you may seem to do or not do here in your world of form. We guide you to the truth and the light, for we help the Holy Spirit. We are the helpers sent by the Holy Spirit and God to help awaken all to home, to the true home in God's love. We welcome you all home at God's loving guidance and direction. Allow love in right here, right now. Allow love into that part of you that feels you must get it right, right here in the present. Always, always love. Loving anything and everything. Breathe it in. Love. Find yourself in the present moment, remembering love, and that we love you as God loves you. You are never outside God's love. Love is all there is. So I'm going to stop the passage there. All right. Loving, letting love in, even to the places that think they have to get it right. Love, love everything and anything. It reminded me when I got the insight about this topic just a few minutes before the show started, that there was a book I read by Byron Katie called 1,000 Names for Joy. And it was very much about learning to be with what is in every moment and to letting love and acceptance into everything. And I know there's also a great teacher out there, Matt Kahn, right now, who talks about that love, bringing love to everything. Because if we aren't bringing love into all those places, especially those places that are trying to get it right, or strive or do or think that you're broken and have to do it right, then we're buying into the ego, and it's the rabbit wheel or the hamster wheel. You're just spinning. You have to get off of that and boom into the voice for love, which comes from a higher seeing that all is right, that you are always love, that you can't do anything wrong because you've never separated from God. You're still whole and innocent. Because if we look at that get it right concept of that there's a right way, it assumes that there's a wrong way. It assumes that we're already wrong and need to correct something. That's not to say that there'll be action to take from love and certain choices to make with different consequences and certain ways that you can put compassion and love into action. But to think that you have to get something right in order to be loved, that's the ego. You are already loved. You are already whole. So again, it's about busting that ego that says somehow you are wrong and you need correcting. And it runs deep, as I said in the beginning, I think in all of us, it's somewhat to do with how we're raised in our society, even that there's an idea of a right way. And if you do everything you're supposed to do, things will happen the way you're meant, that you want them to happen. I think some of that can be the journey when we have to learn this lesson. So I also, when I was tuning in for the show, got the message that this is a ego hurdle that all of us have to overcome, pass over on our journey of ascension and our journey of awakening. So we have to clear this one. We have to call it for what it is. So sometimes what can happen in our lives is we'll be going along thinking we're checking all the boxes and doing it all right, and then something goes terribly wrong in our minds. And we think, well, if I just do it more or do it better or keep doing it, it'll shift, it'll change. But it doesn't. So again, it's because it's a beautiful lesson towards truth. It's saying you can't keep believing in that ego concept. We're going to wake you up so that you can get past that thought that if you just do it all right, that then you'll be loved, or that then you'll have what you think you want to have. So on that note, on this note of how this really gets down to a choice for the voice for love and listening to that instead of the ego. And it comes down to remembering our innocence and expanding to a higher thought above the ego that says you're broken and you have to do something right, or there's a right way to get unbroken. So when we get back, we're going to take a short break. And when we get back, I'm going to read some different passages from Love's Curriculum on this topic and that are inspiring here. And it's different than before too. Again, I'm busting this ego belief that there's a right way, because for the first time ever, I got guided to read little bits from different chapters. Usually I just focus on one chapter. So we're going to trust there's no right way, but there is love's way. Maybe that's a way to say it. There is the ways that open us to love. In fact, I'll share one little bit more there on my own journey. I had this, there's a right way, ego defense, or it had quite a hold on me in my life, so that even in my interactions with my children, I was kept looking to get it right. If I just get it right, I'll feel connected to them. There's a right way to do it here. There's a right way to connect, or in other areas of my life as well. And again, it's an ego trap, so it's never going to get you out of the loop. You're never going to quite feel like it works. Just like perfectionism, you never quite get there. So what I learned was, instead of having my goal in a situation or an interaction with my children to get it right, instead I would make my goal love and connection. I'm going to have love and connection here. And whoa, it just shifted it, because I raised myself out of the ego thinking into the truth. And then I can experience love and connection no matter what. But if I thought I could only experience it if I got it right, then I never met the standard. I never quite got it right. So I made my new goal, instead of the ego's goal of getting it right, I made my new goal, love and connection. I'm going to make love and connection what I'm looking for in this situation. Love and connection with my children. So it's replacing that ego goal with a goal of love, a higher truth, a goal serving spirit, serving connection, serving the voice for love. All right, so we're going to take a short break, and then we'll come back and I'll read some different passages from Love's Curriculum. Do you hear your soul calling to you? Do you feel your heart pulling you toward a new vision, toward your soul's divine purpose manifest in the world? If so, it makes sense. We, as lightworkers and love advocates, are being called to be the change now by showing up in our authentic divine light and service in the world. No more wasting time in the fear of change, the one day I'll do it, the old limiting beliefs or fears of being seen. And you also deserve to be lovingly supported and guided to take the concrete action needed to show up and manifest your soul's dream. That is why I have designed my Team for Love 12-week mentoring program, in which I support you in gaining the clarity, connection, and courage to shine your heart and purpose in the world. To learn more and apply, visit lovescurriculum.com under the Work with Jenny mentoring page. I look forward to hearing from you. Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And this show comes out of my book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, and my work with the High Council. So today we are exploring this ego trap of getting it right, the get it right ego trap. And I'm going to read a few passages from Love's Curriculum. The first is from chapter 26. And chapter 26 is called Addictions, Abuse, and the Body. But I'm going to read farther into the chapter here a little bit. And this particular segment is in the voice of Archangel Raziel. And so here it goes. God sends the Holy Spirit to light your way, to help deliver you from evil, to help use your free will to choose for the voice of God in your mind. And it only takes a little willingness, as we describe in A Course in Miracles. The little willingness opens the door, flips the switch, allowing love to pour in. Not even pour in, as it has never left you. But more, you reawaken to the love that was always there and never left, but that you hid your eyes from in shame and guilt. Relieve yourself this burden. You are welcome home. God can only extend love to you, and it is your choice whether to see it or not. Your choice, but the choice of many as well, of the consciousness of creation. You are not alone. The whole is waking up. Do not let the ego make you specially bad, as if it is you alone who has not chosen to look upon the love of God and receive. That will continue to keep you in prison. Instead, allow the voice for truth into the dark places. Hear what it whispers. Love, love, love. You cannot do it wrong. And the you that is you is part of the greater whole. As you welcome love into your heart, others welcome it for you as well, helping each other on this journey. None of you exist as an island. The truth is, you are all joined as an ever-extending conglomerate of love, with each spark lighting the heart of another. You all come home together, each helping the other and each helped by the other, each helping others as you help yourself. Learn to open to God's love, to forgive yourself and be willing for the extent of God's love to fill your heart and light your way, and thus ignite the spark in the heart of others and light their way as well. You all work together in a beautiful symphony of love. As we talked about in chapter 6, it is like you are all part of the same ecosystem, the same organism, the same learning center, the university to which all lightworkers belong and in which we serve to help you to help bring all home. And we are willing to work with anyone who is willing, even a little willing. A little willingness is all it takes for the Holy Spirit to enter and light your way and light your mind, to help you choose for love, for the voice of God within your mind and within the greater mind, of which you are naturally, eternally, always a part. It can be no other way, despite what the ego tries to tell you and wants you to believe. Choose instead to listen to us, to be guided by the Holy Spirit, to hear the voice of God within your heart and mind, and let it guide your life here in form. and let it inform your soul as it journeys to awake again to the life and light and love of all, at home in God, at home at last in the ever-restful peace of God, bliss eternal in light and life and love. You are forever in the heart and home of God, one with God as his sons and daughters of love, creating love, being love, surrendering to love. Let love's curriculum help light your mind and your way. Let your heart be guided by your connection with us, by love. So that was a bit from chapter 26. I like again how it's speaking about choosing to go past the ego into that voice for love, and that as you do, you ignite it for others, and as they do, they ignite it for you. That every chance you bring love to yourself instead of this goal of doing it right or judgment that there's a right way that you could fail from. That every time you open to love, 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 loving everything, as it said earlier when I read from Love's Curriculum, that then you're changing the world each time you open to that love. It ripples out to others. So beautiful. And now I'm going to read one more passage. And this is from chapter 16. And the chapter is entitled Galactic Oneness, A Call to Lightworkers. And this was in the voice of a lightworker who called himself Mondor on behalf of the High Council, and with Jesus speaking as well. So this one, I invite you to sit back and close your eyes, as in this passage, it's inviting you into that experience of love. It's welcoming you home again into love. So I invite you, as I begin to read, to, if you're able, to close your eyes and placing your hand on your heart and just breathing in, letting these words help you remember the truth that you are loved, that there's no getting it right, that you are right, that you are loved and loving just as you are. All right, I'll begin now. Accept now that you have chosen God, for never could you have chosen otherwise. Never could you have been outside of what God is. Pure love. God and his Son are one. Let your mind be filled with the light of your true home. Come home, my sons and daughters. Come home to me in your heart. Come home to God in your heart. Come home with me in our perfect salvation. Come home to oneness. Come home to the everlasting life and love of God. Come home and join your rightful place with me next to God, at the right hand of God, where all God's children sit and bathe in the love of their Creator, in the name of love, creating and being created as like their Creator, Father, God. Be with me now. Welcome home, my beloved child. Welcome home. You have not strayed too far or too long. Remember that you never could be the wayward child, for wayward does not exist. There is no place outside of God's love. Bring it now, this knowing and memory, into your heart. Place your hand on your heart and remember, you are home in my love, the love of God and of oneness. This love is your love and my love and the love of all that resides in each and every one of us. It is God's love and the truth of oneness. Come home to it now. Come home to it and remember that you are always home in the love of God, while you seem to be walking this earth and other planets and realms. All right. So as we open and welcome this love, it naturally helps us move over that ego hurdle of the getting it right, or the belief that there's a right way, or that we need to fix something about ourselves or do something right in order to be love. So we're going to take another short little break. And when we get back, I'm going to be taking callers. So let me give you the number to call in. And so this is your chance to call in and ask the High Council a question, or simply just ask for the message they would like to give to you. And yeah, an opportunity to connect with your soul essence and your soul purpose and get a message that will help your higher self come forward and keep stepping forward on your path. So the number is 1-888-627-6008. 1-888-627-6008. All right, we'll take a quick break and then we'll be back.
Interested in having Jenny and the High Council come to speak to your group? Contact Jenny at lovescurriculum.com to inquire about arranging a mystical, inspiring, love-filled event with the High Council. Again, that's lovescurriculum.com.
Welcome back. And if you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and your host, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And I'm going to give you the number one more time, 1-888-627-6008. And you can call in and ask the High Council a message, or ask that High Council a question or for a message. And yeah, we've been exploring this getting it right belief that there is a right way, or that we have to get it right, this ego belief. But your question or doesn't need to be on that topic. It can be on anything about your life that you're wanting guidance and connection around. And again, the number is 1-888-627-6008. And if I don't get any specific calls, what I'm going to do, which is always a beautiful and part of the show I look forward to, is I'm going to bring through the High Council for the group with a group message, or they might guide us in a process. So right now, what I'll do is I see I don't have any callers, so I will tune in and ask the High Council to come through, and then I will start bringing forth a message for everyone listening. And yeah, I'll keep my eye on the chat here too. If you decide you do want to call in and we've got time, the number again is 1-888-627-6008. All right, well, I know when I was getting the message for this show, what it was going to be about, just a little bit before the show began, there was this idea of them, High Council, wanting to lead us through a process. So we'll see here what they've got in store for us. All right, so I invite you again, if you're able, to close your eyes and take a few deep breaths and just be open to the messages. You don't have to, but if you feel like you want to kind of ground and get present as you would for meditation, I invite you to. And I ask that the High Council come near they come through me with love and grace to all of you beautiful light workers and love advocates out there, to all of you listeners who, in my mind, are all light workers and love advocates. These beings of light who are called to serve love, to help awaken the world from fear to love. And I ask that my guides and angels help me be a clear conduit for these messages. And I ask that this message, this experience, be in the highest good of all. And in the name of love. And so it is. So I will begin now, letting the High Council come through for you. And again, the High Council is Jesus, the archangels, other light teachers of very beautiful high energy who have gathered in the fifth dimension to come through and work with us, have come through in love's curriculum and coming through me now. So, dear ones, we see from our perspective the many ego traps to which you fall prey, so to speak. And again, though, we do not see this with any form of judgment, and we ask that you not judge yourself as well. In fact, to become aware of where you have been listening to the ego is a good sign, a sign that you are willing to move over that hurdle, to step up that rung of the ladder, to release that misbelief and misconception, to heal that part of the illusion. So that as you become aware where you have been listening to the ego, just see it as an opportunity to expand and go beyond it. And so this practice we will guide you through can apply to this belief in getting it right, or this thought that you must get it right, or to any trap, ego trap, as we can call it, any ego belief, perhaps the not good enough belief, or the I'm unworthy belief, or the I can't do it belief, or the I am evil or bad belief, or I have to be perfect belief, or the getting it right belief. So we do invite you to take another deep breath, and on this exhale to stretch back your arms, opening this heart center. So stretching a little, moving a little so that your heart center is open, is feeling movement there. So if you need to move your shoulders around a little, I just want you to get into the flow. In fact, we're inviting you to have a little fun here as well. A little giggle. So if you can start to giggle even. Is when you're giggling and laughing, the ego can't settle in. The giggle of the Buddha who knows that there's no getting it right. The giggle that says it's okay not to know. So we bring forth these happy laughing energy of this giggle. Love's giggle that knows the truth, that you are loved, that you are still home in love, that you never could have left, that you are so loved. And so welcome that love in now. Truly to combat the ego, although it's not about conquering it or pushing it away. It's not about battling with it. But to counteract the ego, it's not about fixing it. It's not about getting it right in the fixing of the ego or letting it go. It's not about working and restructuring that thought or that voice or figuring that out. It's about simply putting your focus onto love, putting your focus onto that giggle. That's why when you're laughing and in joy, you don't feel restricted or sorrow. The two cannot coincide. So equally, when you turn your thoughts to love, when you invite the voice for love in, you need not fix the ego voice. You need not, again, adapt it or change it or tinker with it in order to move past it. You simply take your attention away from it. You place your attention on love, on this experience of love. And as you let the love expand, the ego voice that says, it can't be true, you're not loved, or wants you to doubt your worthiness and your love, it will get quieter as you allow the experience of love to expand to where you even can get to the point of that laughing Buddha who giggles at the thought of the part of you that wants to get it right, that even thinks there is a right, the part of you that thinks it needs to know everything, the part of you that struggles. But as you expand in love, you get to the point where you can giggle at that part of your mind and love it as well. So if it helps, you can even see this giggle or this love bubble or this joy bubble expanding in you. So seeing it as like a ball or a bubble of light or energy. This soft, peaceful energy that goes off. This divine giggle, this divine love. You may even see a Buddha in your mind, this like a statue with the happy Buddha with the big belly and this ball of giggle and joy and light is expanding out of the belly, or seeing yourself as this happy Buddha and letting this love and light expand, this giggle. And this is where we ask you that, again, it comes down to a choice. Where will you place your attention? So let's place it now onto love, onto the truth of you. That love is available for you every moment, even as you're struggling, wondering what to do, which way to go. And ask that love guide your steps. Ask, as Jenny said earlier, that love guide you, that you be guided towards love, as opposed to letting the need to do it right guide you, or the belief that there's a right step guide you. Let go of that belief. And ask that love guide you, that every step you take, every choice you make, bring you more and more into this truth of love and light. And knowing that there are a million ways and a million steps, a million different paths to getting there. Each of you unique, but all of it love. And so now, even bringing a smile to your face, a gentle smile. Even if it's find it difficult to be in this joyful, giggly energy, just choose to do it for now. You can always pick up the ego story again later. So just trust that for now, you'll experience your worth, that you'll experience that you're good enough, that you'll truly know that in every step and every way you are loved and love. And now as you let this expand, seeing it as a big bubble of love and light within your being, maybe it's expanding out of your being a little, like if you were in a bubble or in a hamster ball, but now you're not running forever like the hamster on the wheel, but now you are this rolling ball of love, swaying gently back and forth. Notice if your body wants to move in any way as you experience yourself as this ball of love and joy and innocence. That you're right just as you are. No need to do anything or change anything. You are loved right here, right now. So allowing your body to move as it may wish. I'm now choosing that the knowing in your heart the importance, if this is true for you, your wish that others know it as well. And so extend it out now to all others who need to remember their innocence and that they are loved. And share it with them like a gift. You may even see yourself going up to each one and share it however you're called. Perhaps you give them a hug. However comes to you, a look in their eyes. Maybe your ball of light meets them and then multiplies and creates a ball of light and love and joy around them. Maybe you go and you have a wand and you activate the ball of light that's already around them but that just wasn't turned on. It's trusting. Again, this is showing that each one of you has your own unique way you're meant to express this love and be this love and help others remember this love. Again, there is no right way. There are many ways in love. And in that knowing of inclusiveness is love. Inclusivity, wholeness, oneness is love expressed. So seeing yourself now with all others in these beautiful balls of love and light and joy. And see that together you all connect this love energy, this love light. And now letting it expand as a bubble around Mother Earth. Let it grow and fill all the nooks and crannies surrounding her and the ball, a bubble of love, pink light, white light. Let this love heal any places where in the consciousness and creation, any places of not good enough or thinking there's a right way, any places of comparison and measurement and judgment. Just let all of the planet get washed with this energy of inclusiveness and innocence and love and joy. And then see this ball of beautiful love and light just expand off the earth and just shoot out into forever. It's still, the earth is still enveloped in the light, but then the light is expanding and shooting out as a beacon saying, we the earth are a beacon of love. That we, the earth, are now filled with love, are claiming love, that the earth would become a voice for love, a voice of oneness and inclusivity. Now taking a few more breaths into that expanded energy and vision. And then slowly bringing your attention back into your heart where you can see this ball of love and energy and innocence. So letting it now, knowing that it's still expanded out, that you're still connected out, but you're going to, awareness of this ball will be that it's living in your heart, that it's there for you, and that it speaks to you in the voice of love. That when you feel judgment or self-criticism or that belief you have to get something right, claim now that this voice in your heart, this voice for love, this ball of love and joy will speak to you, will whisper, and will become the voice you choose. That it will heal any places of where the ego is still, where you are still choosing the ego. Healing any places of unworthiness. Again, knowing it's a choice to accept the truth of you as love. To keep choosing love. So ask now, knowing that we are guiding you, ask for our help in this continued journey. And that as you begin to love you and accept you in all moments and in all ways, that you offer that gift to others, and that together you set each other free, and you set planet Earth and Mother Earth and all of the beings free. And we thank you for your willingness and your participation in this. And we ask that it be in the highest good of all, in the name of love. And you may ask for, each one of you may ask for us to stay connected in your hearts, that you may hear our voice whispering love to you as well, helping you to release the ego and choose love, choose a voice for love. And we thank you. And so it is. Wow, so cool. So beautiful how they always have something to share, and that connection is always there, which is the truth, isn't it? We are always connected. You are always connected to your, to love and your higher guidance as well. Well, may this experience and this time together have softened your heart, opened your heart, opened your love for yourself and your compassion for yourself and for others. And that's where it starts, right? Opening our hearts, removing the barriers to love, loving ourselves so that we may extend love out, receiving love so that we may extend love out. And again, I thank you as well for joining me here today. And in 2 weeks, we're back. Oh, that's going to be on Halloween. So I'm already, today I only got the guidance for what the radio show would be on just half hour before. But for the 31st, I've already got it. I've been guided to talk about owning the shadow. So we'll be looking at that on Halloween when our next show is. So again, thank you for joining. And if you would like to connect more with me and Love's Curriculum on a regular basis, I invite you to check out my website, lovescurriculum.com, for lots of information. And if you're not, if you're on Facebook and you're not in the Facebook group yet, to search up Lightworkers and Love Advocates. And it is my private Facebook group where we gather and with others and of who are also on this path of remembering love and opening to their soul's purpose. And I get to support you in there. And we've got messages and meditations that I bring through from the High Council each week, and lots of connection and support. So if you're not in there yet, and if you're not on Facebook, then I invite you to keep listening here and to the replays as well, and to go onto the website and you can check out. I have some classes coming up and a program called the Team for Love Mentoring Program that you can check out. And there's a contact form as well on there if you're wanting to reach out. All right. Well, I am inspired by each one of you. I can feel your energy here as I'm closing and our connection. And It's good to know that your love is in the world, and that this love that we're creating together or remembering together is in the world, because it's what the world needs. All right. Much love to each one of you, and hope to see you, hear you, connect with you again in 2 weeks. Okay. Take care.
Tune in bi-weekly to Love's Curriculum for more inspiration and guidance from the High Council. And in the meantime, visit online retailers to purchase Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. If you are wanting additional support and to join with fellow lightworkers and love advocates, then connect with me, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, on Facebook by requesting to join my private group, Lightworkers and Love Advocates. There, I offer a loving, inspiring, supportive environment to help you step into your light and shine. And if you are ready to make this your year to truly discover and live your soul's divine purpose, visit lovescurriculum.com to learn about the Path of Love, Live Your Divine Purpose, a 90-day mentoring program in which I help you gain the clarity, connection, and courage to shine. I look forward to connecting with you.